Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Cutter Lawler. Welcome back to a week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
I'm good, Connor. Did you know I was born on a Wednesday, by the way? So it's like I was born to do this show.
Doesn't fucking sound like
it. Hey, that was a... Connor, that hit every mark of one of our classic intros. You throw it to me, I say some nonsensical bullshit, and I reveal something about my personal life. That's how Weird News goes.
I'm just in that mood. I'm in a no-and.
Just shut me down. A no-and mood. It does make comedy difficult, but we'll do our best.
Perfect for comedy. No, you're wrong. Now my joke. This'll be better.
Actually, This is maybe the earliest tangent ever. Have you seen Extras, the TV show Extras?
With Ricky Gervais?
With the Ricky Gervais one. Have you seen the clip where Liam Neeson wants to get into stand-up comedy?
Yes! Yes, I have.
It popped up the other day, and one of the things that he says is, no, we're doing improv. You created a backstory that you hadn't consulted me on. And just that's... sometimes you take that mood in the show.
Isn't that the one where he's like, my whole family died in a fire or like through illness or something?
He just keeps saying really horrifying things.
Oh man. And Liam Neeson, we gotta respect him. He's from here. So, and he kills a load of people in Paris that one time his daughter got kidnapped.
Huge amount. Oh, maybe too many.
Nobody's left. This is weird news. What do we do here, Sean?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy going on a hunt for vengeance for his kidnapped daughter to look at any weird news.
How many people would you kill if your fictional daughter was kidnapped?
Infinity people, Connor. I would kill everyone I came across before she was brought to safety.
Even the people trying to help.
Even the people trying to help. They're all accessories as far as I'm concerned.
What's your mode of kill?
My mode of kill? I'm a piano wire kind of a man.
Always sneaking up behind people.
No. I grab a bundle of piano wire and I stab them through the chest with it.
My God.
The perfect crime.
And then, you got to call yourself the key man, surely.
Oh, yeah, the key man, the piano man.
Or Kiltoven.
Kill. Oh, very good. I'll be back, maybe.
I'll be back. Yes.
What I do is I plant a bunch of piano repair tools on their body, so it looks like it was just a terrible workplace accident.
But when they check their work, actually...
What's there to check? It's an open and shut case. Piano wire, piano tools. What are we doing,
Sergeant,
here?
Don't worry. There's nothing to see here. It's clearly a guitar. It's a piano fix gone wrong. Everyone knows
I should say as well, all of these killings take place in the early 1920s. When forensic technology is not at its best.
A little bit of time travel in the murders.
I've developed time travel. Yeah, my daughter... I say it like my daughter was kidnapped. She was brought to the past.
This is the worst plot of any movie ever. But also, I'd fucking watch it.
Plot twist, future me kidnapped her to stop me from doing all of those killings.
Because future you actually hates the piano.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Looper?
Future you's wife is killed by a falling piano, and so he spends the rest of his time to go back in time to kidnap young you's daughter to bring her back to the 1920s.
I'm trying to kill the man who created the piano, but I'm not sure when the piano was invented, basically.
So you keep killing yourself.
Yes, that's the plot of my life.
Oscars, we're coming for you.
I would like to be played by Paul Mescal, please.
Of course, of course. Mullet or no mullet?
Oh, mullet, please.
All day mullet, all day. Anyway, look, Sean.
Sorry,
this
5 minutes in, what are we doing?
May actually be the worst episode we've ever done. It could be top 10.
We've talked about this, though. Weird news has stopped being... Oh, it's just weird news. Weird news is now, let's have a chat for a
minute. I'm horrified that this might be somebody's first episode. Like, people who've been here a while are like, Movie Mondays, Hero Zero, structure. Everything's in place. Weird news, nothing. Just there.
Lunatics running the asylum. Here's the thing. If it is your first episode, leave. Quit now.
I thought you were going to say leave a like.
No. Leave. No. Leave. Be gone.
Genuinely, we don't want you here.
You won't get it at this point.
We don't get it. And you
changes
certainly won't. So, Sean, we're starting off this week in the only place that we could start. And that is missing life-size Shrek statue puzzles police after monstrosity vanishes without a trace.
It's a big statue to go missing, isn't it? How tall is Shrek on average?
Oh, 6'5"?
You want to say 6'5"? I'm sure this is a documented thing, isn't it?
7'2"?
The wildly different heights. You're
16 foot 11?
He's an ogre, so I'd wager he's bigger than a human.
Yeah.
So, Shrek is between 7 and 8 feet tall. That's not specific enough.
By the way,
me.
He's created. You could just tell us exactly the height, Google. I mean, there's definitely somebody that drew him to be a certain height.
Like, there's a bunch of stuff where they, like, compare the pixels between, like, Shrek and Prince Charming and Lord Farquaad and the moon landing.
They're like, well, this is all seems a bit fake, guys.
The shadows, they're in different directions.
I'm telling you, Shrek.
So, we'll say, let's go 7.5 feet. So, a 7.5 foot tall Shrek statue went missing.
It's the disappearance of the life-size Shrek. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to look up the life-size Shrek statue, because it's genuinely, no matter how ugly you think it is, imagine it worse.
I was going to say, is it faithful to the adaptation? Well,
that's up to you to decide, Sean, really.
That's unpleasant. Okay, so, what I will say, and look, not to make apologies this early in the show, but this looks more like the Shrek that is from the book that Shrek is adapted from. Because Shrek is a book, by the way. So it looks like someone took the book character to life and adapted that. It's still horrifying, but it's lore accurate.
But it's literature at this point, so maybe we should accept them.
It's fine art, yeah.
91 kgs, by the way, weighs.
Fucking hell. Jesus!
What is that in pounds? They're calling it the Shrek napping. And it has baffled authorities in the US with the Hatfield
Connor,
police. Go on.
£200!
It's baffled the police department in Massachusetts, calling on whoever stole the ogre to return him to his swamp, they said. Oh, okay.
Don't try and be relatable, please.
Don't try to do that. But the DreamWorks character has been stolen, Sean. Over £200, 91 kgs. Somebody came along, decided they wanted that Shrek statue more than life itself. Kidnapped him in, I'm assuming, the darkness, in the night, not to be seen.
Took him somewhere far, far away.
Interesting. Interesting, yes. Yes. I'm thinking of, that's a nice boulder. That's my...
Okay, let's think, let's... Okay, so first of all, Shrek, massive meme on the internet. Yeah. Just, I would say top tier meme.
I definitely think it's probably like top 4 or 5 in terms of just like the most
like
used.
It's in universal recognition, like the whole thing. So by putting a £200 cement Shrek statue in your garden, you're kind of making yourself a target, I would say. If you're in any close proximity to a pub where people of the ages of 18 to, I would say, 42 are based, You're like, you have a target on your back.
Apparently, they've organised a team to go on a Shrek hunt to try and find them.
Like the hunting party at the start of Shrek 1 that hunts down Shrek.
Basically, they've gone hunting him with, I'm assuming, sticks that are on fire and maybe some sort of long poles.
Fork?
Maybe a trident of some sort.
A trident? You think King Neptune is
I'm thinking Neptune showed up just for a laugh.
Why just the Shreks? Like, there's not, looking in the picture, there's nothing else around it. Which raises further questions to me. Because if you have the dedication to erect a Shrek statue in your garden, surely you do some of the other characters as well.
Well, I suppose if you spend all of your money on a £200 Shrek statue, which probably cost a pretty penny to get that up and designed from scratch.
Lad, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't look like it was commission work. Like, it looks like, genuinely, I think someone just made it.
Yeah, but that's even more impressive. Where did they get the big slab to do it with?
You'd pour a cement form and maybe chisel some of that.
Oh, yeah, the old casual Shrek cement form that you can get.
That's more believable than fucking carving it out of Marvel, you Michelangelo motherfucker.
In my head, they're like perfectly carving it out and painting it.
Like the intricate muscles of Shrek and everything.
So, I mean, here's the thing, right? This kind of brings into question, Sean. Back in the day, they used to think that we'd have flying cars. They used to think we'd be very hyper-advanced at this stage, 2023.
Yeah.
What if we had told 2002 version of us to be like, there's going to be a statue, there's no flying cars, but the most evil thing someone could do is steal a £200 Shrek statue right from under the nose of some unsuspected victim.
Yeah, like, it's mad that this is news, that a statue of a children's character, like, this is worldwide news, that the Shrek statue has been stolen. Also, frankly, if someone is able to just take a £200 statue and run with it, they kind of deserve it, I would say.
If you can get that out of there, or like reverse a truck in and get it onto that and then get it out of there without being seen, I think you deserve it. I think it should be a case that whoever owns the Shrek statue is king of the town, and then you have to try and defend that statue.
That's an interesting... Does Shrek become king in the Shrek movies?
No, but what I can do, Sean, is in this article, they clearly needed more words because, you know, articles are given... The people who write the articles given money for the amount of words. They maybe have to hit 600, 700, and ultimately, Shrek being stolen doesn't take up a lot. So,
right.
Shrek, who enjoys hanging out at swamps and... The 1999 banger All-Star by band Smash Mouth. Shot to fame in the 2001 DreamWorks film named after its titular lead character. The film's parody other fairy tales and launched a string of sequels, Sean. This, you might not notice.
Who clicks on this article doesn't know all of this, though.
And spin-off movies about the antisocial territorial ogre and his friends.
It also feels like that whoever wrote this article watched maybe the first 10 minutes of
Shrek.
They read
the back of the DVD case.
And then just copy and pasted that into the article just for search engine terms.
I like the idea that, so, as you said, somebody clicks on this article without knowing who Shrek is, without realizing why this is funny. And then going, a 2001 movie. Never even heard of that.
I'd wager, like, my granny has seen Shrek at this point. Like, so there's.
Everyone has seen Shrek 2, I Need a Hero, the montage.
The best version of that song. Not only the best music video for that song, the best sequel. I would say probably better than the first.
I'm going to come in and say yes. Yes, it's better. It's the greatest sequel of all time. Fuck off, Aliens. Terminator 2. Get out of here. Shrek 2 is where it's at.
The Force Awakens. No, that wasn't that wasn't the best one I could have picked.
That wasn't good. Force Awakens was the first one, wasn't it?
It was still kind of a sequel.
Yeah, okay. Sean, I wanted to move on from Shrek, though, because what what we also have is we've got one of our classic Sean Solves. Now, we've covered several topics in this new segment that has only arisen in the last few months. And you have solved, many different cases in many different ways.
There was the wedding with dogs. Yeah. There was the stinky girlfriend. There was a one recently that I think I did really well in. The birthday cake. A husband bought a birthday cake and his wife stopped talking to him and slept on the couch.
So, if anyone doesn't know what this is, so everywhere you normally see those agony ad articles where people write in with their questions and an expert, a genius, somebody with intelligence solves the problem. What we've done is very cleverly turned that concept on its head, in which somebody with a lack of intelligence will try to solve...
That's not the spin for this.
will try to solve your problems and make them worse. So...
No, I'm going to solve your problems. All of your problems. Don't send me actual problems.
Please, no, seriously.
God.
Like, divorce or
something.
Have
a panic attack.
Like, if you're going through a difficult time, don't message us.
Yeah, no, we're not the people for that. Honestly. Honest to God.
Sean, here's your new case that you're working on. This is your Horatio moment in CSI Miami before the Who come in. My girlfriend invited her pals on a romantic trip for both of us, in which I planned to propose on, so I left early.
Wait, as in left for the trip early?
No. So, the case is this, right? The man who remained anonymous decided that he was going to bring his lovely girlfriend on a romantic trip away, and without telling her, had planned the proposal. He had the ring. He was ready to go. And he planned the trip for several months beforehand.
Right.
She knew several months beforehand, and they decided to go skiing and snowboarding and other winter activities at this time
risky
of year.
Risky proposal site, I will say.
Risky, but good Instagram post. If you get it right and you don't break both your elbows in a fall, it's going well. So the activity seemed perfect, and I was looking forward to this for months because I wanted to propose to her at the end of the trip as well, maybe unbeknownst to her.
Yeah, generally, it's usually a surprise. Mm-hmm.
He added that 5 days before the trip, she then informed her, this has been planned for months, Sean. She then informed him that she had invited two of her friends to tag along on the trip. He's not happy, Sean, as you wouldn't be if you'd planned the proposal, but you hadn't told her, but I mean, you had planned.
See, this is the thing is that she didn't know. It's like she didn't know what she was doing there.
I was upset because I wanted to spend one-on-one time with her for her anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, it was the anniversary as well. Oh no!
Oh man, I figured.
Oh, lad, she
look,
does
at
not
this point,
want to get
he's like, right. He's thinking out. He's thinking on his feet at this stage. So he's like, I figured that we could make some changes that the friends could come along. And we would still be able, I would still be able to propose to her privately, probably on the last day of the trip. Maybe we go off for a day together.
Just go off on a day together, maybe on the day of your anniversary,
exactly.
Why not?
Exactly, perfect. However, when the time came for the trip, he was disappointed as his girlfriend spent most of the time with her friends and he could not propose privately as she spent nearly every day hanging out with them and not him.
Okay. Okay, I want to hear your view on this as well as a man who has done a propose.
I'm not now, the expert. Go on.
No. You're, Connor, you're the expert to me. But, okay, here's the thing. You can't be mad at her for interrupting the proposal. Mm-hmm. That's not on her. She didn't know that was happening.
True.
Now, the inviting people along with 5 days to go without consulting you.
On an anniversary holiday booked months
on an anniversary trip that had been planned for months. That is bad form, I would say. Mm. That you can have a problem with.
Mm.
Maybe say it. Maybe voice those concerns at the time.
In like a passive-aggressive way, like under your breath. Don't actually say how you feel, but like...
No, just bottle it all up inside.
Just bottle it up
explodes.
And then over maybe a few months period, every so often just lash out. Just at random, just overreact to really minor issues that don't really seem to be the main cause of your problems.
And to the point where if you revealed what was making you angry, it's even weirder. Because why have you held it in for this long? Now, so...
Don't do what we just said. Go on.
Don't do any of that. But, like, real talk, I don't think this lady wants to get engaged.
Real talk. We all... Everyone huddle in, right? Everyone huddle in, right?
Come on, guys. So
here's the take. I think she knew the proposal was coming on this trip.
Yeah.
She brought the friends with her.
He does not sound like a subtle man, is what I'm trying to say.
So here's the thing. After 3 days of being in second place, I decided to leave the trip and head home early. I told her why I was leaving, and she was upset. She told her friends about my decision, and they all ganged up on me. They said they were all having a great time. Why was I ruining it? She thinks I'm being a jerk for making her pick between her friends and me, even though her friends weren't invited in the first place on the anniversary trip. I never had personal issues with her friends prior to this trip, but now I'm not feeling great.
Look, okay, silver lining. Look, I don't know what state their relationship has been in or anything like that, but look, at least you know. You know you're not going to propose to the wrong person.
Mm.
But it's... So he told his girlfriend that, oh, I was going to propose to you on this trip. You invited your friends along and we haven't had any time together.
It's not really clear how much he revealed. Maybe he just revealed he was unhappy. I think he probably just revealed, I'm unhappy that they're there because I'd like to have spent time with the two of us. And that's when it broke down into, you don't want me hanging out with my friends. You want me to pick you over my friends. That kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. This lady does not want to be in a relationship with him anymore.
Real talk. Everyone huddling.
Guys, gather in here. That relationship's
over. You're not having a good one, lad. You are not having a good one.
No. If it's your anniversary and you've planned a trip for your anniversary, and 5 days beforehand, two extra people just get fucking brought along.
Can I just make it like... I'm just going to scenario up this, right? Maybe you have a lovely girlfriend, okay? And you're going off on a trip together. This is you, Sean, by the way.
I do have a lovely girlfriend.
Yeah, okay, right. You're going off on a trip together for your anniversary, okay?
Yeah, it was last week.
And Oh, well done. Congrats,
thanks,
right?
And
but anyway, yeah, you're going away, and then it's been planned for months. This is, oh man, this is a big anniversary. Yeah.
We're big trip as well.
Big trip. And we're going off to the Alps 5 days oh before God. You tell her I'm coming too. How did that go down?
I'm bringing Connor along.
Did I not tell you?
Connor, I think I'd be single.
I think you'd be thrown out of a plane.
No, she'd wait till we were on the mountain. I'd encounter some obstacles on the way down.
Yeah. And you'd have a scenario where you're about to fall and you like reach out your hand like, help me. And then there's a moment where like the flashback in her head is you saying the words, I'm bringing Connor along. And then she has that second where she's like, maybe not.
She's between us on the flight and we're just riffing the whole time.
We're news.
It's like a live episode.
And we're just like, did you hear the story? And you were like, I did. I was on that episode with you. No way.
We just do the same bits over and over,
over and over again. I think that'd go down really well. So, I mean, that in that scenario, even if it wasn't the anniversary trip, just even a general trip, if you said 5 days before, I'm bringing Connor.
That's the thing. It's the I'm bringing. It's not, hey, would it be cool if Connor came along? Mm. No, it wouldn't. Fair enough.
Mm.
You know? But it's the, oh, they're coming too, by the way. Five days beforehand.
I think this lad might have to accept that maybe his girlfriend probably doesn't want to get engaged to him.
No, I would say not. And probably, maybe doesn't want to be in a relationship either. I like it. Look, it's tough. And that's not a funny result to come out with this story, by the way. That sucks. But like, take a hint at the end of the day.
I think, right, wait till she walks in through the door, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't even say hello. Just immediately just stand up and say, we're true, you absolute, just ridiculous human being, and then start throwing socks out the window. That's the only logical, reasonable response. Then bottle up all your emotions over maybe a few years, get into a different relationship, and maybe bring this trauma with you, and maybe that'll make you a better person. Sean, what are your thoughts?
Oh yeah, like start going on just random dates every now and again. Just bring this up, date one, this entire scenario. Address it all. Show them the Reddit post.
Have you ever been to the Alps? Is the intro question.
Do you like Toblerone? Fuck.
Oh, no, you bastard.
How many friends do you have?
Would you ever bring them on holiday?
But like suddenly, like it was planned, hypothetical.
Hypothetical, just in a very scenario, like if we were going away on March 17th and and then we booked it in November 12th, right, at 4 p.m. It was a Wednesday, we were kind of at home, you were off work.
We were dating for 7 years as well.
Hypothetically, what would you do?
Could that work, do you think? Or should I go and fucking return this ring?
So we're saying the only solution here is that either it's just straight up breakup, or is there any hope for this relationship, Sean? Maybe we need some positivity here.
The thing, okay, so maybe it could work and you try and plan a different proposal. But what you need to find now is the line of how much you'll put up with and still propose.
Mm.
Because, yeah, okay. Spending all the time with two other people instead of you on your anniversary trip. That's the line where you're like, maybe this isn't the proposal.
Propose to one of her friends.
That's interesting. That's a bold move right there. And just be like, oh, you're wearing a ski jacket and goggles. I couldn't tell the difference.
I thought we were now all in a relationship. Did I read this wrong?
I thought that's what this trip was about. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Then you're off the hook. But like, what if you go to the ski lodge, right, and I've filled it with all of your exes and they keep bumping into you? Would you still propose in that situation? What if every so often when you're skiing, a bird just flies into your kneecap?
Yeah. Why?
And so you can't bend your knee.
Yeah.
So are you going to propose then? You know? You can't.
You can't.
Can't do it.
Medically, it's advised against.
Also, if I ever went skiing or snowboarding, 100%
broken.
I am being flown home dangling from a helicopter.
I wouldn't let you go. If you said to me I was going, I would say, no, you're not going.
No, I'm not. There's no way I survived that, right?
I'd sit you down. I'd say, Sean, genuinely, look at me here. No. I don't normally say no, but your bones will break.
But Sean, as your friend,
as a man who knows your very brittle bones, they will snap.
Say I have to do one of them, or you die. Which do you want me to do? Skiing or snowboarding?
Skiing.
Skiing, you think?
Yes.
Because I want to go snowboarding.
You are not cool enough to snowboard.
I am definitely cool enough.
There's
for
no
snowboard.
Way you're cool enough to snowboard.
I'll
what are you
be
talking
doing
about?
Fucking tricks. I'll be grand.
In your head, you go down the hill and you go up and you start doing like the 360 spins and land perfectly.
I'm doing a perfect triple front flip. Like, it'll be fine.
Imagine just a big pile of snow and then a board and legs attached to it sticking out of it. And just like, that was 3 hours ago. He hasn't moved.
Hey, it's me. Bet you're wondering how I got here.
Sean, we're going to have to move on to our next piece of news. And I'm going to give you a choice. So what we have coming up next is either we have a reincarnation of an extinct animal or... Oh. Bigfoot. See why I've lumped these in together.
This is, I mean, why not both is my question.
I mean, we can do both. Which would you like to do first?
I think, let's go extinct animal.
You're going extinct animal. Okay.
Yeah, because Bigfoot is fake, first of all. And extinct animals were real once, at least.
I don't know, mate. I don't know if that science holds up. But so we talked a few... Speaking of science, Sean, because we talked a few months ago about them possibly bringing back the woolly mammoth, okay?
Yeah, and which was to solve climate change or something?
The biotech company Colossus is actively working to reincarnate the woolly mammoth.
Okay. Why, like, to stomp down ice or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the most efficient way of doing it.
Now, look, I'm thinking, okay, why did we just stop a woolly mammoth? Like, if they can do the woolly mammoth, why not go elsewhere? Why not go around the world? And that's where we come in today, Sean. Because Colossus have had their next big idea and the CIA is funding the mission to reincarnate the dodo bird.
See, I hate it. Okay. On the charts, I hate it less than the woolly mammoth thing, but I still hate it. All right.
Okay. So I was hoping for more, but go on.
No. Because the more I think, hang on. So the dodo, famously the example everyone knows as the extinct one.
Because it didn't adapt.
It didn't adapt. What, the dead as a dodo being a famous term. So, one, we bring back the dodo, we lose that term, or it takes on a new meaning. And second,
you're dead as a dodo, but unless Colossus bring you back.
How much energy and time and effort needs to be diverted to bringing back a creature and then keeping it alive as well? Because like you say, they're just shit birds as well.
I suppose the question always comes up whenever we cover any of these stories is, why bring back the dodo? Why not solve maybe some of the problems we currently have?
Yeah. What if we devoted all of the time and energy that you put into bringing back the fucking dodo and we just solved literally
anything.
Climate change or hunger or any of the animals that are going extinct. Stop
There's
that
actually
happening.
A few that are still alive.
Yeah. There's a couple of animals left, so if we can hang on to them, maybe we can refocus later.
So the process of bringing the dodo back includes genome understanding, tissue cultures, and interspecies surrogacy, Sean. So here's how it's going to work, right? You're going to take the dodo's closest living relative, the Nicobar pigeon. Of course, you do that, but I'm saying that for the peasants.
I'm going to judge this pigeon on face value, by the way,
just
in terms
nothing else.
How good I think it is. Oh, it's actually... That's a pretty fucking good looking bird, Connor. I'm going to pop a picture into the Google Meet chat because I think you need to see this. Paste that.
This better be one fucking handsome bird.
Imagine, oh, Connor, it's the handsomest bird you've ever seen.
Oh, that's a handsome bird.
It's a good looking bird. Oh, lads,
he's a bit of a dark stallion, so he is.
Isn't he? He's mysterious yet colourful. I like him.
He's kind of like if Harry Styles was sad. A little bit.
That I see what you mean. I see. Also, conversely, if Sam Smith was happy.
Yes. Very good. We're right in the pulse of what's big.
Grammys and such. Nico Bar-Pigeon, look it up, listeners. He's really, really good.
If you're looking for even maybe 10 seconds of dopamine, just look that up, lads. You're going to live life to the fullest.
It's like a parrot had sex with a pigeon and then it was raised in like the Upper East Side of New York. It's really good.
And there's a movie in this. Like it grows up on the wrong end of town, but it's really colourful, like, and it wants to make it big in Hollywood.
Yeah. And it starts dyeing its feathers black, going through like a goth phase.
Yeah, but you gotta be you. Like, you gotta be different. If you're different,
you gotta be who you are inside. Yeah, you gotta bop to the top, really. That's why it's good
I think we should have more of these, less dodos.
Yeah. What's this going to do to the dodos? Like, why are you wasting this bird on a fucking dodo?
So the dodo bird is a symbol of man-made extinction, a glaring example of the price of carelessness. It is our intention to partner with this with the government to establish a foundation for the de-extinction and rewilding of the beloved bird that we all dearly miss.
I don't miss it. Look, we fucked up. That's fine.
Yeah, but we said my bad, and we all moved on,
and we learned to not do it again, and we've done it a few times since.
I have killed so little dodos in my life, like literally none.
Yeah, that's just, not my fault. But like, what? It's also the CIA being involved in this. Should they be allowed to be involved in that?
What do the CIA have to gain from more dodos is the big question. What are they hiding from us, Sean?
It's like, I mean, it's got to be studies would say, or, you know, Reddit would say that it's some big conspiracy and they want to bring back certain dangerous animals and release them and kill people. However, I think it's for tax reasons that they just want to write off a bajillion dollars. Because it just went missing.
The tax is on the dodo. The dodo's name is on the tax company.
The thing about it is, though, once you have a renewable supply of dodos, what if it's delicious?
Well, here's the thing, right? So dodos apparently are unable to ward off any other creatures. They're unable to ward off black rats, wild pigs, and any of the other things that ate them back in the 1600s. And then they also can't really procreate because they only lay one egg a year. So that is why they died out.
They just didn't. So yeah, humans didn't help, definitely. But like, the dodo wasn't, it was on the way out anyway, you know.
Like, it was a flightless bird, 3 feet tall, could be killed by rats, and basically is unable to fight in any way or lay any eggs in any way.
Like one egg, so your survival chance in the wild or with humans around you, pretty fucking low.
So maybe we should bring back, what's another animal we can bring back? Because what are extinct?
I'm just going to,
dinosaurs, obviously. You bring a park of some sort, then you have security maybe be lax, maybe on a bank holiday, and suddenly you're in for some fun. That's what I heard.
Top 10 extinct animals. What a fucking tier list this is. So,
these are all the biggest losers in nature.
The West African black rhinoceros.
They didn't really do anything. It wasn't really their fault, we'll be honest.
No. The Baiji white dolphin. We love a dolphin.
I have an idea. We bring back the rhino and the dolphin, then we give them machine guns, maybe equip them in some sort of form of weaponry, and then allow them to hunt the people that were hunting them in the first place.
Fair, you know what? Pretty good. And on a similar vein, could I give you the number one best extinct animal?
Go for it.
The saber-toothed tiger.
Fuck off, is that? No way.
Yeah, that's an extinct
Bastards.
I say give him another shot. Give him another shot.
I'd say bring him back and allow and do a Hunger Games style thing where all the hunters are in there and the saber-toothed tigers, no weapons, fight to the death.
Yeah, flatland, just open field, leave him running.
And I we're allowing one Power Ranger in there because obviously they are the power of the saber-toothed tiger. So you got to have that.
So at what point can we bring a human back? You know? I get you can probably do its memories and shit. But could you make a human that looks exactly like you and have them
can't
be
born? Can't they do like gene splicing, like DNA splicing?
So yeah, they can mess with your baby before it's born.
So you can have the most perfect replica of a child you already have if you want it.
I guess if you just want twins but they're born 10 years apart. Like that
that'd
kind
be
of
fucked.
Shit. That'd be twisted. I would hate that. But is there not once you get to that point, do you not acknowledge that it's all a bit dystopian? Mm. Like you get the designer baby, and I know that's like a conversation, but you get
no.
The
let's get into
baby.
Dystopias.
Yeah, I mean we're fucking in one.
Yeah, we're
like,
in.
Honestly,
that. You're in one.
You're in one. Bring me back to the 1780s. I would have done great.
You wouldn't have.
I would have been fine. Do you know how many peg legs I'd have by now?
Surely the answer is two. It can only be two.
Nah, I've got a couple of spares for when I go dancing.
Just in case. Good thinking. You would be the first dead by cannon. You'd be literally walking along cleaning the fucking ship as a pirate and the cannon from another ship would hit you.
No, look, Connor, I'm just proud you think I got on the ship, to be quite honest.
I think you snuck on, and you're sneaking out, and then you're like, this is my big moment, and then you get immediately, I don't know, you slip on some wet, because there's a lot of water normally on boat, Sean. I think you slip, and you fall in, and then you realise, I have two peg legs, and I forgot to put them in, and I can no longer swim.
No, what I would do is I would start as the cook. And then I would eventually work my way up to be the lad who looks after the ropes. That's, I think, where I'd land in terms of piracy.
Fucking he's right.
Every ship needs a cook, Connor.
That's true.
And they're going to be protected, you know.
But
no,
you're also the first in the firing line if they don't like the food.
Who else is going to fucking cook it, lads?
It's a fucking Blackbeard. He's an absolute maniac with
you
a walk.
Think Blackbeard is able to cook food?
Blackbeard is walking up a stir fry all day, every day, lad.
You think Edward Teach is able to cook?
Bootstrap Bill. He's cooking away, lads. Him and Fajitas.
No, they're too busy, Connor. They have manifests and things to be right.
Ah, yeah, no, you're right. They're too busy being heroes.
Yeah, but I'm...
some sort of crime lord.
But among the men, I'm the hero, Connor, because I'm feeding them every night.
Immediately stabbed. Immediately.
I say men, gather around the table.
Gather around, boys. Come in.
Please would be nice.
This guy with like an eye patch and no teeth. Please would be nice, Alex. No, thank you very much. So, Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. And I did promise that we would do Bigfoot as well.
Yes.
And so I have... Bigfoot hunter thought his ears would pop as he was tracked and messed with by mysterious force while tracking Bigfoot.
Messed with?
Yeah.
Mysterious force. Describe what happened to this man, because it sounds like he got a bit too high up and his ears started popping.
So look, we all know Bigfoot completely real, Sean. Lots of images and videos. They've shown
each
the creature in perfect
than the
HD.
Last.
What? The perfect HD over the years. And Eric James is one person who has contributed plenty of evidence of his own. They also link to his TikTok page, but I will not link to that because he's clearly talking shit. But in his latest encounter in a forest in eastern Washington state, the dedicated Sasquatch researcher is convinced that Bigfoot is real. Finally, after all those videos and pictures I took and sent in, this is the one that made me think he was real.
I mean, it was bound to happen eventually, wasn't it?
So, speaking to the news, Eric said he and his brother Todd and their friend Bear, there's your first hint. There's your first hint. He shouldn't be in the first.
He's infiltrated your ranks, quite honestly.
Second name, Yogi. when they ventured out into the woods with a backpack full of apples to give to the creature, they went
apples.
Is he an apple man? Is he
do
an apple man?
Bigfoot eats apples. I'm sure he doesn't mind them, but like,
no. And whose first choice is an apple as like a proper meal?
I used to love apples, but I've gone off them because of they're too crunchy. You know, do you know what I like now is a pear. I fucking love a pear.
Not a hope you're surviving with the pirates. Boys.
Sorry, who's avoiding scurvy, lads?
This apple is a bit
the tough
for me. All the lads just like getting ready for war. You're like, is this apple too tough for anyone else?
I'm slicing it with my knife, just like eating it by the slice.
However, things took a dark turn as they continued on their trek. As they moved, I could feel the energy of the place, Sean, the forest. I didn't feel right. Didn't feel like it has before.
That pesky energy.
Eric continued, the best way I can describe it is like your ears feel like they're going to pop, but they don't. And there is a ringing in my ears that goes away when the energy is done shifting. If that makes sense, Sean, does it make sense?
It sounds like...
Words. It's definitely words.
Genuinely, it sounds like either an altitude thing, like they have altitude sickness or some shit, or some kind of... I don't know, was there a mushroom nearby that was just spore?
You might have tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Yeah. Also, carbon monoxide poisoning could also be possible.
Outside.
They could have lit a fire in their tent.
In nature.
Yeah, there's a rake of carbon monoxide in nature.
There's so many deaths from carbon monoxide outside in a forest.
All I'm saying is it's possible, you know.
Trees are known to give off nothing but carbon monoxide. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but there's a rake of poisonous shit in the forest that they could have just, you know, been affected by, Connor.
The old carbon monoxide rat. Oh, no. So also, I can feel like there is a weight on your chest and you can feel it in your body, he said. That might also be just a little touch of asthma. Though the area in question is what he frequents on his quest to find Bigfoot, Eric chooses to keep it stum in order to protect whatever it is he believes lurks there. He continued, as I walked down the short rocky hill to where the ground flattened out, I heard my brother Todd hit the ground behind me. I turned to see him grimacing in pain, lying 8 to 10 feet from the top of the hill. He didn't roll,
so
he just made a tud.
They have altitude sickness. That's what's happening.
I heard what sounded like laughter as I approached him. But my first initial thought was I had imagined it. But after Todd got back up, all three of them claimed they heard the laughing again from the trail to their right. But when they looked, Sean, there was nothing there. What does it mean? What does it mean? What do we know?
What if they were being stalked by a hyena, perhaps?
They
do a laughing noise.
They continued to discuss what had just gone down, with Todd saying he felt like he'd been pushed. When Eric returned to the same spot a few weeks later, he said he could feel the presence of something behind him, Sean.
But
we get closer every day to Bigfoot's finding. It's all here.
But there's no evidence, though. There's zero evidence in any of this. This is just a load of lads talking about something.
Yeah, but he's a Bigfoot hunter. What are you talking about?
That's not a qualification.
Yeah, it's anecdotes. Anecdotes and hearsay. That's perfect evidence I need.
That's how legends are born.
You're in one.
Sitting around a fire talking shite and then it grows legs.
As I made my approach, I felt a shift, like I described earlier on, with my ears, feeling like they were going to pop and ring. It just felt like it had before, the last time we came. I just stood there by the fire pit. I felt nervous and exposed. I could still feel the presence of something to the right and rear of me. I turned to look again, and when I turned back to look the other way, I saw movement 2 feet away from me.
In a forest?
The movement looked like a fog or mist. It's very hard to describe.
Fuck? What the... What? No.
What?
I don't... The movement looked like a fog or mist.
Yeah.
Like you Galactus want to justify that statement.
From the Fantastic Four 2005 film, it looked like Galactus from that movie.
But it was movement. Could it not just have been fog or mist then?
But no, it was Bigfoot's forest. That's the amount of times he's seen him there, which are zero, but he has seen them there on his head.
What control does Bigfoot have over fog slash mist?
If he learns to control that, we're fucked.
If he becomes a fucking weathermancer, then Bigfoot is unstoppable, quite frankly.
We call him Big Wind, and he'll be fucking laughing.
Big Wind.
Big Wind. Oh,
fuck's
man.
Sake.
I don't know. Sean, what do we know about this? Is this... I mean, I have
what
one...
What do you mean? Idea. What do we know about this?
What are you
this?
Talking about? This is obviously logical.
What am I meant to do with this, Connor?
Sean, I'm after giving you evidence. The lad's bullshit. Ears after popping and he felt a bit of a weird presence and his brother fell down.
A few lads had ears ringing going up a hill, maybe tinnitus, walking in the woods... Passed out a little bit and then saw some fog.
Yeah.
Where in that story does Bigfoot come into it?
Well, he's a Bigfoot hunter, so that there's all the evidence you need.
If I'm a fucking Formula One driver and I go up in a plane and I see a pilot, that doesn't mean I'm flying a plane as well.
But, Sean, he hunts Bigfoot. I think he knows... What's going on? And obviously, like, there's another thing of he's seen the fog and the smoke. And everyone knows Bigfoot, wherever he travels, it's like the Phantasm from Batman Mask of the Phantasm, the 1992 animated movie, in which
there's
the Phantasm walks and he's surrounded by fog at all times.
But the Phantasm moves there, not the fog. You know?
He's right.
Where they were, this lad's saying the fog moved.
Are you saying he might be lying?
No, I'm saying he's fucking delusional, Connor.
So, okay, you'd last, obviously, on a pirate ship, as we've discussed. Sean, how long you last in these woods?
In the woods? Like, with supplies? Or just, like, on my own?
No, like, you have supplies, but there is fog and there is Bigfoot in the fog somehow.
I'll do a weekend, like, and then I'll go home, probably.
What if you fall over, though?
I'll pick myself up, Connor. Dust myself
your ears
off.
Pop?
Sure, I'll chew a chewy sweet, you know? I brought chewy sweets along on the train.
I brought Werther's Originals with me.
I have a pocket full of Werther's Originals here. They all melted together.
I really thought, you know, I spend all this show trying to convince you of all the weird happenings in the world.
Fuck.
And you never bite. You never buy into all these things that are obviously in front of you. You're just a sheeple. You don't agree with the evidence.
You've done your own research.
I do my own research.
Yeah, there we go.
And I have discovered that this all seems fucking legit. So, I mean, I'll try again next week, maybe.
Yeah, you might as well.
I might find another story that has rock solid evidence, but I don't know. I think maybe
genuinely,
you have a problem.
Genuinely, Connor. Genuinely, I hope you do find a story that has rock solid evidence. I would love that, quite frankly.
Yeah but but I already have several times.
Blurry
photos.
Remember
that story about Owl Man? When the guy got pushed over and Owl Man was like haunted a town. That was mad.
I do remember that.
You didn't believe that either.
That was just an owl or a man, though.
No, but that was clearly the legend of Owl Man, and he stood up at the top of the church. Everyone knows that shot. People kind of heard of it. They didn't see it, but they heard of it. So that means it's true.
I'm really upset about this story.
I simply cannot.
I am simply broken. Because I know you're playing a character right now.
What are you talking about? This is how I always talk.
Too much. It's all too much, Connor.
This is how I always talk, isn't it? No?
Yeah, pretty much. It's how you talk in like private messages and stuff. Yeah, definitely. This is the kind of stuff you spread around.
I'm always sending weird videos. Look at this.
Look what they don't want you to see. Who's they?
They? Oh, man. Sean, we're finishing off with Florida Man this week, as I think this is one of my... it's a really small story, but it's a headline that really sums up Florida Man in every single way, because I have Florida Man arrested while trying to conceal a stolen semi-truck by spray-painting a different colour like on GTA.
It's a solid move, honestly, because it instantly resets your wanted level.
If you could explain what that means to maybe people that didn't play GTA, Sean, that would be great.
Right. Well, what you do is you go around causing a load of trouble and chaos. If you do that enough in the game, the police come after you. So you need to lose the heat. The fuzz are after you. So you need to pull into a car customization shop. And then you spray it a different colour. And then the logic of the game is that the police, they're going to be looking for a green souped up, you know,
tank.
Ford Focus or tank, why not? But if you spray paint that, you know, purple, then they're going to look a completely different car, you know?
Oh, sorry, we were looking for a yellow tank. That's a purple tank roaming the streets of LA. That's not...
Sorry to waste your time.
That's not it. Yeah. They leave you alone. Then all your stars disappear and you're free to cause more crime.
Then it's straight back to the airport to get a jet.
To cause more crime.
More crime.
Now, unfortunately, Florida Man thought that worked in real life because he was looking for a pain spray. So Renier Lazaro Perez was spotted behind the Days Inn in Palm Coast in Florida. They were spray painting a Peterbilt semi-tractor in the back corner of the parking lot.
Just with cans, like...
Someone who obviously can't mind their own business thought that someone spray painting a semi truck in the parking lot of a hotel was suspicious.
Connor, this isn't like a pickup truck. This is like the front of Optimus Prime kind of a truck. What the fuck?
They were spray painting it.
They were going at that with cans.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's a good-looking truck.
So they do a load of crimes, then they get in behind this motel, they get a load of spray cans, and they just spray paint their own car a different colour, like Exhibit used to do on Pimp My Ride.
Do you know there's a bunch of things on TikTok about people who are on Pimp My Ride in the past? Just being and then this is how they fucked it up.
Serious?
Yeah, one dude had like a hot tub put in the back of his car. It's like, this is awful.
My favourite bit was, it was always like, I just need my car to get back to college. Like, I'm in school at the minute, my car's a bit shit. And he's like, we got you a fucking basketball court in your boot, lad. Way!
18 PlayStation 2s.
There's TVs on the fucking under the wheels. And your man's like, well, when I'm driving it, how am I going to look at it? Shut up.
How under am I going wheel. To ensure this?
Where's the wiring going?
Can I get this serviced anywhere?
The battery's going to run out. Surely the battery's going to run out really quick.
Do I just have to leave this idling while I play Jack and Daxter for hours?
Sean, what do you think of Florida Man, his new idea, as his decision was, pull over, we got the spray cans. They're not going to suspect the fucking semi-truck that we just committed crimes in is also the same semi-truck parked 4 minutes away behind this motel being spray-painted. The perfect crime.
Unless they think that they can, like, spray-paint faster than the police can drive, you know?
True.
But, like, it's worse to get it halfway done, because, like, if you are looking for a stolen truck and then you see one driving down... that's halfway spray painted a different colour, but not spray painted very well. I feel that's an indication that it's a stolen truck.
So you need a full job, is what you're saying. You need a full thorough spray.
You need the full Los Santos Customs team to come in.
And maybe a different car? Maybe get a different vehicle.
Maybe stash it somewhere.
Oh.
Get a different car, drive off home.
Mm-hmm. They can commit more crimes. Drive to the airport, get in a jet, commit more crimes.
Find the AllSpark, push it into the truck, and then run away.
And if you fall, it'll catch you. It will definitely catch you, unless it's Optimus Prime, where he will be missing for two-thirds of the film, and then turn up in the last third and be like, I'm here to save everyone. I should have been stuff earlier.
And he's going to catch you, but you're like falling off a building, and he's made of metal. Like,
I never understood that in Transformers. Like, so Optimus Prime sticks out the hand. I fall 70 feet, and I basically hit a fucking metal wall when I land.
Yeah.
Sam Witwicky's fucking, his bones are jelly.
Oh, 100%. Because Optimus, I don't know if he like can brace you like that. Because it looks like Sam's, like, and look, listeners, you can't see this. This is for Connor's benefit. But Sam is coming down like this, right? And then Optimus like swings in and grabs him.
Yeah.
Is what happens in
the force of the grab. I mean, his bones are dust.
Yeah.
No way.
Like, you have the inertia of yourself being suddenly stopped, and also a big metal fist is swinging into you.
Me and you should do like live commentary of those movies. No,
this is why it wouldn't work.
Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week of weird news, Connor. Would you like me to take us out?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big shout-outs go to our wonderful patrons, Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson. Fun facts with waffles, Aotearoa, New Zealand has the world's only alpine parrot. It's called the Kea, and a flock can strip a car. That's the second best bird that I've heard of on this show, by the way.
Yes.
The Nicobar Pigeon, still top tier. David Clark, Sean Chuckle in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, No One's Ever Really Gone, Luke Hoth, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Buster, Ed Ball, The Adventures of Indiana Jones and the Franchise That Just Won't Die, Connor and Lorraine had completely forgot to shorten their long nickname until catching up on the podcast recently, Russ, I'm considering moving to a mattress-based diet in an attempt to end Mr. Blobby for good, Parfit, and Jackson Bruheim. Thank you, everyone, for your wonderful support. If you want to join those lovely people, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast. Link to that is in the description. The merch store is also linked below. That's heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is @heroesforhirepod. The 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is heroesforhirepodcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Neill.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.